Well, hello there. It's time to do some exploration. And so this video is designed to walk you through the PDF that you have alongside this video. And the cool thing is that pretty much, well, for the most part, a lot of this is stuff that we've already talked about. We're just going to be integrating it in a new lens. So again, don't let yourself get overwhelmed. Don't freak out. Just give yourself permission to be where you are. But you're going to see how we're going to be picking up some of the pieces that we've already talked about and then just taking it to the next level. Okay. So this is where we get into the healing side of your overeating and your habits, okay? So the first thing we're gonna do is we're gonna go back and audit yourself again, and that brain audit and the distraction audit that we did the first time, and again, you'll see how it's gonna come up in a new light and see how you'll hopefully see the connection to your habits, your mindless habits, your stress habits, all that stuff, okay? Then we're gonna talk about that new red that we're gonna be focusing on as we go. And this is the part that we haven't done. Like we said in our training video, a lot of women don't know how to connect to yourself or to connect to others, or they don't know what connection looks like, feels like, tastes like, right? And so we're gonna just do a really simple process where you're gonna be able to identify ways that you might not be thinking about to start connecting yourself right now, okay? And then I've also included some bonus exploration. So this is the kind of thing, don't feel like you have to do it now. I just wanted to make sure I gave you all the pieces of the puzzle. If you did want to take it further, or if after the 9 weeks you want to come back and go even deeper into it, there's some exploration for you as well. And it's all very self-explanatory. Okay. So step one is audit yourself. We want to identify where your brain is in threat and where you are distracting yourself. So again, just like you did in week one, you're going to grab the brain audit. You're going to explore it. And again, this is in your week four exploration. You're going to give yourself a rating on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, and rate yourself on all of the categories. And then I just want you to get really real with yourself. Again, there's no judgment. There's no shame. Just get real. It's not about doing anything. Again, it's simply about gaining awareness. And this is going to help you understand where one of your three brains might be in threat or is under stress. And again, you just have a whole new awareness than you did the first time you took this brain audit. So go ahead and you're going to access that. So that's part of step one. The second part of step one is the distraction audit. Again, you're going to grab it. You're going to identify how many hours or minutes you spend engaging in the following activities that are on your brain, your distraction audit, and you're going to place your answer next to each activity, okay, and next to each category. And again, no judgment, no shame, just again about awareness. This is where we want to understand where your social brain is being overfed yet undernourished, okay? That's step one. Step two, even though it says step one, it's step two, we're going to talk about the new red. So again, you have a cheat sheet in your exploration. It's all printable. You can just print it out if you want to. But again, we're going to be aware of the awarenesses of the why, the what, and the how, which we talked about in your training video. So again, the magic question is the what, the why, and the how. So the why is, am I eating because I'm hungry or because I need it, right? Require or desire, hungry or because I want it, I should say. Again, we just want to make the unconscious conscious and make the mindless mindful, okay? Awareness two, what are you feeding? Are you feeding yourself a drug or a fix? Or are you feeding yourself what you truly want and truly need, okay? Now again, using a cookie as a drug or a fix is different than using a cookie because you're consciously and mindfully saying, you know what, I'm gonna eat this cookie. Again, same cookie, but what are you feeding, okay? Again, you become whatever you practice. So we wanna practice feeding intentionally and mindfully, okay? And then again, the same awareness that you've already been looking at, like how do I want to feel, just now I want you to look at it like remember that the blue that you've been focusing on, that's also a very right now, like immediate gratification conversation, but also this red is a forever conversation. So again, same content, just a new context, and sometimes it helps to just see it visually. So the same process though, how do I want to feel? And then you make a mindful, intentional decision. Again, it's this do this, then that equation where you calculate it first, choose actions that would get you there, and it's a reverse engineering process, okay? So again, bringing it all together, you have a cheat sheet. Why am I doing this? Is it require and I need it, or is it desire and I want it? Neither one's good, bad, right, wrong. You just want to know. What am I feeding, the drug or the fix, or what I truly want and truly need? And this is the opportunity for you to get to know your drug of choice, okay? Because Netflix isn't always a drug, right? Sometimes it's a tool of entertainment, or sometimes it's a connection tool. You're watching it with a friend, you're laughing, you're connecting, right? And then the how. How do I really want to feel? Figure that out first and then choose actions that would get you there. And again, practice makes perfect-ish, right? So you have a cheat sheet. Use the cheat sheet and try this on as your new red for the next few days, with the three awarenesses being the why, the what, and the how. You can use all three of them. You can, or maybe you just need one at a time. This is yours to use at your discretion, okay? So again, nothing that you haven't seen before. Step three is what I call connect yourself, okay? This is where we just want to brainstorm as the version of yourself that you're becoming, what's the best way to connect? So this connection recovery sheet is in your explorations as well. I just want you to pull that out, and when you do, you're just going to brainstorm ways that two sections. One is that you can create connection to yourself, and one is that you can create connection to others, okay? Remember, your connection to yourself and to your others is what determines whether or not your female brain is truly happy and satisfied. So this can be anything from reading to yoga to watercoloring to anything that connects to yourself, to journaling, to just, you know, and maybe spending time taking yourself to a movie is a part of connecting to yourself. But remember, I want you to just get really mindful and intentional about why you're doing what you're doing. Is it for connection, or is it just for entertainment or boredom? This is a connection conversation. So I want you to brainstorm connection to self activities and things, right? And then the other thing is figuring out how you can connect to others. So there's two sections. But here's the thing. The first five items are going to come really quickly. You're going to be able to just jot them out on paper. Don't stop until you fill all the spaces on the paper. Go even further if you want to, but think outside the box. Think like a child. Imagine all the things that you've always wanted to try, or maybe you stopped doing them because your body got in the way, or because of the way you're thinking of yourself or your body, right? Think about playing. What are all the things that you know would fill your life with joy and ease and relaxation and pleasure, and more importantly, connection, oxytocin, love, safety. Okay, so don't stop after five. I find that the most potent ones usually come after we're stuck. So your brain is gonna be like, oh, I'm stuck. I can't think of anymore. Keep going. Okay, so that is it. All right, but again, I told you, I'm gonna give you some more so that if you wanna come back, remember, these materials are never going away. You always have them forever. And so the thinking and new thought processes that we've shared and that we're going through right now, just focusing on this new color red, is enough to completely transform your life around your habits and your behaviors. And so if you stopped right now and did nothing more than what I've laid out for you up until now, the impact would be transformational, okay? But if you did want some more, and it doesn't have to be right now, just know that it's here in the future. I've laid out some more distinctions and some more awarenesses and future explorations to take you through the rest of the resources that are also in this week's workbook, okay? So again, these are bonus. These are just, if you want more, if you want to take it deeper, right, you have that ability. And so the questions and the explorations are going to take you through some more distinctions, distinctions that we've already looked at, right? Where you're thinking about like, am I being mindful and intentional, or did I just say screw it, right? And so there's explorations to take you through that one. There's explorations to take you through the distinction between, are you reacting or are you responding? Like, is it mindless or a knee-jerk or the old conversation creeping in, versus are you being mindful and intentional and having a new conversation, okay? Again, we can only change the game when we change the conversation, so that there's explorations around that. There's explorations around the difference between control and influence, which we've talked about time and time again, but this time incorporating, again, the why, the what, and the how as the new red and the way of influencing it. And then, of course, we talked about that whole difference between hunger and cravings before, but now you also have some explorations that take you through the distinction between when you're reacting and when you're responding. Again, if it's a mindless knee-jerk reaction, or if you're mindfully thinking about it and intentionally creating the outcome. So there's explorations around that. So bottom line, there's bonus explorations for you up the wazoo, but don't feel like you have to do them right now. The most important thing is that this works for you and that you're not getting overwhelmed. Just know that they're there when you want them, okay? So here's how the healing begins. Step one, go back and audit yourself. Step two, all I want you to do is be mindful and intentional about your new red. And then step three, take yourself through that little connection recovery audit and just identify where you can create connection. And then, of course, those bonus further explorations are there for you whenever you want them. But that's it. Go ahead and dive in. I can't wait to hear what you discover. And I will see you over in the next module.